Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm your host for this fantastic program. And I'm really glad to be here. Really glad to be here because I have some information that could be very beneficial to you. So let's get started right now. What's the big problem that we humans have? Well, we have a problem doubting ourselves. We doubt ourselves. If you look carefully at animals like monkeys and giraffes and bunny rabbits and cats and dogs, they all know how to be what they are. Bunny rabbit knows how to be a bunny rabbit. A cat knows how to be a cat. It's amazing. But we humans, we seem to have a problem. Now, we all know what a human being is supposed to be like, and how do we know? Because when other people mess up, we judge them. When somebody cuts in front of you in traffic, when somebody is rude to you, when somebody does something sneaky, when somebody lies to you, when somebody cheats you, see? When somebody betrays you, or when somebody is impatient instead of graceful, see? Then what do? Why, we judge them. And how is it that, why do we judge them? Because we know that whatever they did is less than what a human ought to do. You see what I mean? So now we have. So now the question is, why would people not live like what a human should be? See, are you with me? I mean, you never see a cat that doesn't act like a cat, or a dog that doesn't act like a dog. But we have humans that don't act like humans. We have humans that are. That are impatient, rude, mean, conniving, sneaky, hateful, treacherous. I mean, I could go on and on, couldn't I? And we all know that those behaviors are less than what a human ought to really be like. So why is it then that we fall short? Why is it that we fall short? Well, here's the reason. First of all, there are a couple of reasons. First of all, we're born with a nature. See, we're fallen creatures by nature. Look, there's a little bit of fall written into everything that we do. There's a little bit of failing written into just about everything we do. A little bit of treachery, a little bit of betrayal, a little bit of temptation. A lot of people put a little temptation in everything they do. See, and we fall short and fall short. And so that's the nature of human beings. The human race as a whole is a fallen race. So there's proof right there. All you have to do is look at people and see how they fail to live up to what a human really ought to be like. When you see that, then you can see that they are failing. And you look at the whole human race. Look at the world, would you please? Look at the people using each other, lying to each other and being lied to, and stealing from each other and being stolen from, and wars and rape and pillage and murder and violence, and see, on a massive scale, hatred. See what I mean? One person hating another, another hating back, and so on. Isn't that what you see everywhere? So we're failing as a race and as individuals. So that proves that we're a fallen race. So that proves the story of the Garden of Eden, where Adam lived in paradise. He fell. See, and when he fell, then he ushered in a jungle hell. See, and then that failing nature that he had, that ambitious and failing nature, he passed it on to all of his progeny, which you and I are some of his progeny. So that's the reason why you see people failing everywhere. And then there's another reason, which I'm going to get to right now. Now, you can't help the nature you were born with, but you can help what I'm going to tell you after this important announcement. So please listen to it, if you would, please. Thank you.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Hi, this is Roland. I want to welcome all my new listeners on the mighty KFNX 1100 in the Phoenix, Arizona metropolitan area. Welcome all of my new listeners there and also my new listeners on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio 1150 Seattle, Washington. I have a special offer for you folks who are brand new listeners. You can get a free ebook. I've written some wonderful books, 16 of them actually. My most popular book is called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. I talk about how to let go of resentment, how to forgive. What is required of men? Men, you need to be more than just, bringing home money and sitting in the living room watching TV. There's a lot more to being a husband and a father. I've got several chapters devoted especially for men and some special chapters devoted to women about unhappiness in marriage and my husband and I don't have anything in common and so on. A lot of really good stuff based on 25 years of counseling people on the radio. If you'd like to get a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, just go to talktoroland.com. That's www.talktoroland.com. Talktoroland.com. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program, this very important program. Incidentally, I've written many books and I have resources that could be of immense help to you. Immense help in your life. Look, we fail. Don't you fail in relationships? You fail with your husband, with your wife, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend. You fail with other people, see? And then you wonder why. Okay, now, I said that we're a fallen race, a failing race. And there's another reason why we fail. Remember I said that we all kind of know what a human being is supposed to be, and so we judge someone. If we see someone being mean or rude or impatient or nasty, see, if someone is a little bit mean, a little bit nasty, a little bit catty with you, you sense it and you see something wrong with it, so you judge them, you see? Because you know what a human being is supposed to be. Noble, virtuous, kind, patient, courageous, see? All right. So why is it that we're not all noble, kind, courageous, magnanimous, gentlemanly, see, ladylike, of the highest impeccable honor and virtue? Why not? See, that's the way we're supposed to be. But instead, we're a fallen race, and so... So the other thing is that we do not love wisdom. The other reason why we fail is because we do not love wisdom. See, a philosopher. Philosopher is philosophy. What does that word mean? It means someone who loves wisdom. But we do not love wisdom. Now, what is wisdom for you as a human being? It's your conscience. It's what you know in your heart. See, conscience is not something that comes from the outside. Conscience is not what other people tell you to do or what your parents did or anything like that whatsoever. Although people do tell you what to do and they do, you have all of that. Parents telling kids what to do and so on and so forth. We have all of that. But you also have something inside which what you know in your heart is right. Deep down in your heart, you know what's right. And when you deviate from it, then you feel bad. At least you did when you were a little kid. So we have a conscience, and that's wisdom. See, for you, if you always followed what you know in your heart, we have a few examples of people. You know, people who follow their dream, follow what they know in their heart. See, then what do you have? Then you have noble explorers. Then you have explorers, inventors, discoverers. See, you have, and very noble people, saints, martyrs, those types of people, wonderful. Not so much martyrs, but I mean, yes, mystics. You have mystics. Then you have people like Moses, David, Jeremiah, Zechariah, Isaiah, Paul, James. See, you have these people who love conscience. They love what is right. See, they love it. They love it more than their own ego. So when there's a conflict between what is right and their own ego, they go with what's right. They do the honorable thing. See, but what do most of us do? Why, most of us cop out to save face, to preserve pride, for selfish advantage. See, we do the selfish thing. Then afterwards, our conscience makes us feel guilty about it, but we do not love conscience. We do not love wisdom. Instead, we want to avoid conscience. So what do? Well, then we go out and party, or we take a drink or a pill or drug or alcohol. See, or we go to our friends to support us. See, we have our friends. You have your luncheon friends, you have your bar friends, you have your drinking buddies, your sports buddies, people at work, see. And they lie to you and you lie to them. They tell you that you're wonderful and pretend not to see anything wrong with you, and you tell them that they're wonderful and pretend not to see anything wrong with them, even though you do. But you don't want to pull out the rug from under them, because if you did, they'd pull the rug out from under you, see? So there you have a whole race of people sneaking around pretending to be nice when they're not really. Now, why would we pretend to be nice? Why would we pretend to be good? See, why would we pretend to be that if we didn't know somehow that it's better that we're supposed to be nice? What did somebody say? Sincerity is a great thing. If you don't have it, then fake it. See, we know it's good to be sincere, so if we're not, we fake it. All right. So I think I've made my point. So how can you start to stop failing? How can you start to fail less? To fail less and less with your family, with your wife, with your kids. How can you fail less and less and less? Well, the answer is very simple, actually. The answer is very simple. And that is to begin to side with your intuition again. And when your intuition comes as conscience and rubs your nose in something that you did that wasn't quite right, then let it rub your nose in it, and don't deny it. Don't deny the truth. See, don't make an excuse. Pretend, you know what? So what else do? We make excuses when the truth comes, and then we see that we did something that was less than optimal, less than good, less than kind, less than noble, and we we justify it. See? But instead of excusing it or justifying it or try to brush it under the carpet, just quietly see in your heart that you made a mistake. Don't try to duck it. Don't try to duck it. Don't try to deny it. See? Bear the little bit of pain that conscience brings you, and then you'll be friends with conscience again. See? And if you start to do that, then eventually you'll be a friend of conscience. And when you're a friend of conscience, it won't feel like conscience anymore. It'll be your intuition. It'll be a quiet, something that's quietly with you all the time. And then it will be your guide. It'll be a lamp unto your feet. So you see now the other reason why humans are failing and animals don't. A cat never fails to be a cat. A dog never fails to be a dog. But humans fail to be human. We fail to be human. So what do we have? Animals have instinct. And what do we have? We have intuition. So if you were to follow your intuition and be very close to it and not try to deny it, and if you became very still, got the meditation that I have here, if you got the meditation, learn to be still. Learn to get out of your thinking, out of your emotions, and be still. get close to conscience again, then it would become your guide. Then wisdom would be your guide. And you would you'd begin to live more and more and more wisely. My name is Roland. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Well, you're listening to Roland Trujillo. I'm a pastor. Yes, I am. I'm a pastor to the internet. I don't have a church. I don't get a salary. I buy the airtime. Incidentally, be sure to write down the web address on how to get my materials, how to find my meditations, how to get my books, because I may not be around much longer on this station. I may not be around much longer because I'm not getting support. And there are many reasons for it. A lot of people are busy nowadays. There are a lot of options. People are not listening to AM radio that much. They do during the day when they drive to work or something. They listen to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or somebody like that, or the news or the weather, see, or the sports. But then in the evening when I'm on, I can only, since I buy the airtime myself, I have to buy, you know, time that's not expensive. I can't afford very much. I buy it myself. So I buy time that's not very expensive, and people are doing something else. They're watching TV. They're, you know, listening to music on the FM. They're out doing something. So they're not, very few people listen. When they do listen, see, they may not like what I'm saying because I'm like an external conscience. See, people who are trying to avoid their conscience, you know, if they've been impatient with their kids, if they were a little bit sneaky with other people and less than honest, and they've been mean to their husband, they secretly resent their husband, or he secretly resents his wife. See, if we're not living quite properly, you know, then we don't like conscience because it would make us feel bad, so we avoid conscience. So a lot of people, they don't want to hear me, but some people do. Even if I represent conscience, which they've been running from, they still hear that what I'm saying is true. See, and they like hearing, they don't mind hearing it because they know that it's true. See, and so they listen. But then, how long do they listen before they finally, you know, help me out a little bit? Well, they listen, let too long go by, then all of a sudden I'm gone, see? I'm gone, then what? Then who's going to be there for you then? Who's going to tell you the truth? Who has the resources? Who has the meditation, the books, see, to help you? Well, maybe there is somebody, maybe there isn't. Maybe you'll find them and maybe you won't. See what I mean? So write down how to get in touch with me. Write down the address. Now you see, all you need to do is get back in touch with wisdom again. Wisdom. Conscience. It's also, you know, you could call it common sense. Intuition. What you know in your heart. Gut level knowing. See? Get back in touch with that again. And don't doubt it. See, the other thing that people do is they doubt their intuition. The whole world says, do this or do this or do this, and you see that that's not a wise thing to do, but they all say it. So you doubt what you know in your heart, but so you go along with what they say. See? You go along with what they say, even though you sense that there's something wrong with it. And you're so used to giving in to pressure, you're so used to doubting yourself and giving in to pressure, that when somebody pressures you, you just give in. Or you resent the pressure. See, you resent them for pressuring you. And then because when you're resentful, that's wrong. See, it's wrong to resent. Resentment is like hating. So when you resent somebody, it's wrong. So you feel, you can sense in your heart that it's wrong. So what do? Instead of just quietly seeing in your heart that you're resentful, no. Instead, what do? Then you rush to do what they said and to have them tell you that you're okay, to accept you, so that to try to take away the conscience. So you rush to other people to take away your conscience. See how that works? All right. So, would you like to fail less? Would you like to become a noble human being? Then find your intuition and get close to it and walk with your intuition. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. Program is my program. And I've got the resources that can help you. All you would have to do is get my meditation, one of my meditations, start using it. Learn how to become still. Get out of your imagination and your emotions. Start to pay attention to your intuition again. See? And stop doubting it. Start believing into what you know in your heart is right. Stop doubting it. You know, when you were a little kid, you knew what was right in your heart. But you doubted it, and then you betrayed it. Yes, you betrayed it to be for the love of the world. See, your peers. Why, if you were like them, if you dressed like them and were silly like them and naughty like them, and you smoked marijuana like them and were promiscuous like them and whatever else they were doing, then they would accept you, see? Then they would accept you. So you betrayed your conscience. You betrayed what you know in your heart in order to go along with them. So imagine a cat that betrays his cathood. That betrays his instinct. See, cat, they can't. A cat cannot betray his instinct. Or a dog, so he's a cat or he's a dog. But imagine if a cat did betray its instinct. Then it would start acting, not acting like a cat anymore. It would have to come back to its instinct. Well, human beings have intuition, but here's the other thing that's very interesting. See, all of these things that you read about in the Bible, for example, they're all proven. They're proven in your own life. See, so what you read in the Bible, that God gives humans freedom. Yes, he gives us freedom. See, animals don't have freedom. They have to obey laws, the laws of nature. But humans do. We have a consciousness. We can choose good or we can choose evil. We can believe truth or we can believe lies. We can move toward truth or we can deny the truth, move away from it. See, we have all these little decision points in your life. Little minuscule decision points all every day. You either do what's right or you don't, or you believe what's true or not, or you do what's right in your heart or not. See, and as you move away from your intuition, you're moving away from you're basically choosing to move away from God, really. So no wonder we humans mess up so much. So why not use your freedom to drag yourself to the internet and go to my website and get one of my meditations, buy one of my books, or order one for a donation. It would do you a world of good. It would do you a world of good. My name is Roland. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, go to commonsensecounseling.org or write me a letter, of course. But you can also go to commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org. Or talktoroland.com. Talktoroland.com, okay? So please go there, check out my resources, and also help me out if you can. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and a creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.